Test 3.
Section C. Memory is our most important possession. Without memory, you wouldn't know who you are. You couldn't think about the past or plan for the future. Memory is essential for everything we do as human beings. It's amazing that we have this magical time machine in our head that enables us to record experiences and then use that information at a later time. Discovering how the brain makes and preserves memories has to be one of the most important of all scientific pursuits. People who feel they must apologize for having a bad memory should stop using a poor memory as an excuse for forgetting things. The only people who have a poor memory are those whose memory function has been compromised by disease or damage. All the rest of us must accept the responsibility to make an effort to remember things. You must associate it with something. You must exercise it or risk losing its effectiveness. Students and faculty should understand that a good education involves an emphasis on understanding rather than sheer memorization. Second, cramming for finals is a very bad way to learn something that will last. Information from cramming will come in and go out. If you want to retain what you learn, you must spread out the learning process.
Now the passage will be read again.
Memory is our most important possession. Without memory, you wouldn't know who you are. You couldn't think about the past or plan for the future. Memory is essential for everything we do as human beings. It's amazing that we have this magical time machine in our head that enables us to record experiences and then use that information at a later time. Discovering how the brain makes and preserves memories has to be one of the most important of all scientific pursuits. People who feel they must apologize for having a bad memory should stop using a poor memory as an excuse for forgetting things. The only people who have a poor memory are those whose memory function has been compromised by disease or damage. All the rest of us must accept the responsibility to make an effort to remember things.
You must associate it with something. You must exercise it or risk losing its effectiveness. Students and faculty should understand that a good education involves an emphasis on understanding rather than sheer memorization.
Second, cramming for finals is a very bad way to learn something that will last. Information from cramming will come in and go out. If you want to retain what you learn, you must spread out the learning process.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Memory is our most important possession. Without memory, you wouldn't know who you are. You couldn't think about the past or plan for the future. Memory is essential for everything we do as human beings. It's amazing that we have this magical time machine in our head that enables us to record experiences and then use that information at a later time. Discovering how the brain makes and preserves memories has to be one of the most important of all scientific pursuits. People who feel they must apologize for having a bad memory should stop using a poor memory as an excuse for forgetting things. The only people who have a poor memory are those whose memory function has been compromised by disease or damage. All the rest of us must accept the responsibility to make an effort to remember things. You must associate it with something. You must exercise it or risk losing its effectiveness. Students and faculty should understand that a good education involves an emphasis on understanding rather than sheer memorization. Second, cramming for finals is a very bad way to learn something that will last. Information from cramming will come in and go out. If you want to retain what you learn, you must spread out the learning process.